Nolte, Little Miss Bussy Pants at Netflix wants to outlaw the term chick flick. By John Nolte on April 16, 2019. You know, nothing proves we're closer to dystopia more than a massive multinational corporation like Netflix attempting to outlaw the term chick flick, to put a scarlet letter on speech it doesn't like. Don't you just get a warm feeling when a corporate behemoth abuses its cultural influence to tell the rest of what words we can and cannot use? No, seriously, nothing makes me want to embrace the future more than a dictatorial corporation exploiting its power in the most Orwellian way possible. A literal attempt to shrink the size of the dictionary using newspeak. Her name is Kirsten King, of course it's Kirsten, but for purposes of clarity we will now refer to her as Little Miss Bossy Pants. According to her verified Twitter account, Little Miss Bossy Pants looks to be in her 30s, lives in Los Angeles, has contributed to far-left outlets like BuzzFeed and Teen Vogue, and is like, totally, super awesomely in love with bi culture. So as you can see, she's very much in touch with the common man, with the heartland, with Mr. and Mrs. America. Netflix sure can pick him. Well, Little Miss Bossy Pants has what one might call a first-world problem. She doesn't like the term chick flick. Yes, her life is that privileged, so privileged she actually enjoys the luxury of being freaked out over the term chick flick. And so, with her bossy little fingers on the lever of cultural power known as Netflix's Twitter accounts, Little Miss Bossy Pants decided to lay down the law across at least four of the streaming giants' Twitter platforms. Quick PSA. Can we stop calling films chick flicks unless the films are literally about small baby chickens? Here's why this phrase should absolutely be retired. For starters, chick flicks are traditionally synonymous with romantic comedies. This suggests that women are the only people interested in one. Romance too. Comedy. Which I can promise from the men I've come across in my life, simply isn't true. There aren't sweeping categories specific to men. You don't hear people asking to watch man movies. Instead, pretty much every intersection of genre is on the table and seen as for men, except of course, the aforementioned rom-coms. The term also cheapens the work that goes into making these types of films. Romantic comedies and/or films centered around female leads go through just as much editing, consideration, and rewriting as any other film. And nicknaming films chick flicks drives home that there's something trivial about watching them. But what's trivial about watching a film that makes you feel 1,000 emotions in 90 minutes? In so many ways I am awed. Never before in the history of human writing has there been such a perfect blend of empty-headed, self-righteous, narcissistic, uptight and neurotic posturing that wasn't written by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And I'll bet Bradley and Buffy simply howled at the club over that Chicken Run joke. Anyway. Your Honor. I would like to offer the above as Exhibit A to prove just how good and glorious things are in Donald Trump's America. The economy is humming, North Korea is under control, ISIS is a puddle of goo, the stock market is booming, jobs are being created, the Rust Belt is making a comeback, and Little Miss Bossy Pants and Netflix have all kinds of time to hand-wring over chick flick. Why didn't Little Miss Bossy Pants just tweet out, "Thank you Donald Trump for making America so, like, great again"? Here's the other thing. Forget about the corporate fascism, forget about Netflix using the threat of social sanctions to bully us into using less precise language. Little Miss Bossy Pants doesn't even know what she's talking about. For starters, she writes, chick flicks are traditionally synonymous with romantic comedies. Sorry, cupcake, no. The only thing romantic comedies are traditionally synonymous with are romantic comedies. A chick flick is an entirely different genre. Steel Magnolias, Beaches, and The Notebook are chick flicks. Or any movie involving a sexy widower who lives on a boat and can't get over the loss of his wife, at least until she comes along. This bossy knucklehead is fascistically expounding on the gendered reasons to remove a perfectly innocuous but helpfully precise term from the American lexicon when she has no idea what the term means. A chick flick can be a romantic comedy. But what a chick flick actually is a movie produced to appeal to women because, you know, Hollywood does that type of thing, does target the female demographic with chick flicks that come in every possible genre. From Pitch Perfect to Thelma and Louise to Mean Girls to Heathers to Set It Off. Oh, here's my short PSA, How about if you do the world a favor and pull that 6-foot steel pole out of your backside, sweetheart? How about if you just stop telling other people how to speak, little Miss Bossy Pants? And how about if you just stop abusing your power to bully people about how they express themselves, behemoth fascist corporation? Nevertheless, allow me to close with a note of thanks. Were it not for Netflix and Little Miss Bossy Pants, we would have no idea that yet another way to trigger America's brittle, dried-out, joyless woke harpies was with the term chick flick. So I hope you'll join me, Mr. and Mrs. America, in making chick flick great again.